Hello, hello babies. Oh my God. It's a new day. It's episode 12. We are reaching the end of season one. And we are still going strong. Every single week we are going strong. Even the older episodes, they are still getting streams. And I, like I always say, thank you to everybody who has continued to support this podcast journey that I have been on. And a part of me feels like y'all have been on the journey with me too. Like for real. Y'all started off with me in episode 1 and now we're on episode 12. We got 3 episodes left before season 1 comes to a close. And then season 2 will be starting sometime in 2021. But yeah, so today, babies, today's episode, we have decided that we are going to be speaking about social media. Yeah, we're going to be speaking about social media, the good and the bad and the crazy at times. You know what I'm saying? But before we get into this episode, let us start off like we start every single week. Whether you are listening to me while you're laying on your bed with your earphones, you might be in your car and have me on the stereo, or you might even be in the grocery store doing your weekly or your monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. I really do appreciate y'all, and I send y'all so much love and so much positivity towards everybody listening and everybody who will still listen in future, because we're always going to be here. We're always going to be here. Whether it's Anchor, whether it's Spotify, whether it's Breaker, whether it's any Google Podcasts, whether it's any audio listening app that you are using to stream Tea Time with Effie, we're going to continue. We're going to get stronger. We are going to continue and we are going to get stronger. Babies, I would like to give a shout out to, at the moment, my top 3 supporters. Yeah, I'd like to give y'all a shout out and I hope y'all are okay with it. Firstly, I'd like to say, give a shout out to Mr. Tajwal. You know who you is. I'm not trying to give your surname, because then people are going to be adding you on social media. And that is what we're talking about today, baby. You have continued to support me and you have given weekly reviews of every episodes. And I'm so grateful to you. Like, we haven't even met each other, like, face to face. But the amount of support that you have given me since the birth of Tea Time with Effie, it does not go unnoticed. I am eternally grateful, and I just want to say thank you to you. The second person is Miss Vicky Victoria. Thank you so much, girl. We have known each other for quite a long time. Probably, I think we're going on 6 or 7 years. Yeah, 5 to 6 years that we know each other. And we haven't seen each other in a long time. But the support that you have continued to give me, whether it's with my podcast, whether it's with my other social medias, you know which one I'm talking about. Not which one, but you know all of them. Thank you so much. I mean, y'all, like, I did a TikTok a few weeks back. 2 TikToks where I was rapping a Nicki Minaj verse, and she shared it on Twitter, and the videos got so much views. It's not a lot, but it's a lot for me. You know what I'm saying? Because normally my videos don't get a lot of views on Twitter. But because of Miss Vicky sharing, because she got Miss Minaj following her. You know what I'm saying, babies? Those videos got quite a lot of love, retweets, and likes on them, even a few comments as well. So Vicky, I want to say thank you to you for continuing to support your girl, Miss Effie Escandalo. And then lastly, I'd also like to thank my mama. Yes, I'm a mama's baby. My mama has been you know, supporting me in everything that I've done, whether it was ballroom when I was small, ballroom and Latin American dancing, whether it's drag performing, doing this podcast, and everything, like everything. There's too many things to talk about, to mention. But Mama, I just want to say thank you to you for your love and I'm not trying to get all teary-eyed or anything, but for the love and support that you give both myself and Jamie in every endeavor that we do, I just want to say thank you to you for that. So babies, without further ado, let's jump straight into this topic on social media. The good, bad, the ugly, and the crazy. Babies, let's start off with the good. Should we start off with the good? Yeah, let's start off with the good. Babies, y'all know social media in general has been, well, at least I'm going to speak on my point of view. Well, at least from my standpoint, social media, like the amount of love that you receive, well, at least that I receive from people that I don't even know from around the world. And I'm including this podcast as well. It has been so overwhelming. Like, even if I think about, like, posting a picture on Instagram, the most of the likes or comments that I get is from people that's, like, in different countries altogether, all around in different continents. And it's been good. It's been really good. I mean, even on YouTube, like the few performance videos that I've posted on YouTube, getting a lot of views and things. And social media can really be something that, like, especially for someone who is a little bit insecure in their own skin, like myself. Social media can really be a catalyst which can help you, you know, feel good about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially like if I think about Instagram in particular. Like, if I post a picture, whether I'm in drag or out of drag, and getting likes or comments from people that, where I go to their profile and I'm just like, dang, but you're so fine, you really like my picture? Y'all, that is like the amount of love that you can get on all social media platforms from people that you know and people that you don't know and people that you ain't probably never going to meet. It's absolutely amazing. So that is the one side of social media. Well, at least the good. I'm not going to speak too long on every topic. Y'all know we have been trying to make every episode like finish at around 20 to 30 minutes every week. Now, babies, can we talk about social media and the bad? Babies, when I tell you, ooh, y'all know, and they call them the trolls. Them trolls out there, babies. There are people on social media that I don't know. It's like they go onto different platforms, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, etc., 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 and they just spread hate. They spread hate, and it's not necessarily just about the fact that you are, you know, a member of the LGBT plus community. It can't be on anything. Like, I was scrolling through TikTok in last week, and I saw one of these people that I follow on there, and he was responding to comments that he had received on some of his previous TikTok videos. People commenting about, "Oh, you're so ugly. Oh, I swap this. I skip every time your video comes on the screen because you ain't nice looking. You this, you that, whatever." Why do people feel that they need to? Now, I know it's a free world. You can air your opinion and everything. But if it's not something that is going to uplift somebody else, and you cannot tell me that you do not feel in your spirit that what you are about to say is toxic or nasty. Or if you really don't feel it, then I don't know. Then I really don't know what it is. What does that say about you? What does that say about you? Are you the type of person that feels better when you push other people into the ground? Are you doing it to people online because people have done it to you in person or to you online? Whatever the reason is, can I just speak to y'all and just be like, if your spirit, whether you are a God-fearing person or anything, your spirit is going to, or your mind, or the universe, or whatever, it's going to tell you. You're going to get that butterflies in your stomach, or you're going to get a twitch or something when you're about to say something nasty on somebody else's social media. If you get that reaction in your body, just rather let it be. Let it be. Swipe left, swipe right. Get out of the video. Don't go on there and spread hate. We are in a world at the moment. We are busy with a pandemic, worldwide pandemic. There's so much worse things to stress about in this world right now than to go onto your social media and see a comment from somebody who is trying to break you down. Now, I can say this as well. Some people, they don't even see themselves as breaking the others down. They think, oh, I'm so funny, I'm going to say this. But first of all, think of it in this sense. Would you like somebody to say that to you? If your answer is no, then you should know that you should not say it to anybody else. That's the best thing that I can say. I mean, even I've joined this new social media platform where I go live every single day. I do virtual lip sync shows and everything. I literally just finished my fourth virtual lip sync show an hour and a half ago. A 2-hour show, babies. A 2-hour virtual, interactive virtual lip sync show on the social media platform, where I give people 3 options of songs and they let me know which one they want me to perform, and that's how we go, you know, to keep the people, to make the people know that their opinions is, that I value their opinions, well, at least when it comes to what type of songs they want to perform. And it has been very good on this platform, like really, really good. Like, I mean, last week's virtual, I call it the Effie's Virtual Lip Sync Show, hashtag is Scandalo. On last week's virtual show, we was trending. Like, Effie was trending number 2 in South Africa for that time. Now, the thing with this platform is once you are done with your live video, it doesn't save the video like Facebook and Instagram does. It's gone. So like your view, it keeps your viewers on their toes. They know that, okay, when Effie's here or when Jacob is live, whatever, I got to go in there so that I can see what they're saying, what they're doing, and share love while those people are live. So like I was saying, a lot of love has come through on this app. But y'all, I have been on there for 3 weeks. Yeah, I've been on there for 3 weeks now. And I think this app was what made me think about this topic on social media, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the crazy. People come onto lives and it's not just on there, you know? It's not just on that platform. It's on many other platforms. They come onto labs. They ain't got no profile picture. They ain't got no pictures in their profiles, and it's probably not even their real name that is on there. And they would drop nasty comments while you are live on your video. Like for real, Y'all really gonna do, y'all gonna take, you're gonna take the time to share hate on my life? Maybe I ain't got time for that. So what I started doing was, I would, as soon as I see something crazy coming up in the comment sections below, I would, you know, I would kick them out of the live, or I would block them or whatever. But what this the social media platform allows you to do is, you can set people as your admins, right? So we call ourselves, well, at least I call us the Pussycat Dolls, because we're a group of six girls, and it's growing, it's definitely growing, but at this moment in time we're six, and Pussycat Dolls started off with six. So I have set four of them as my admins, because I cannot have negative comments coming through and interrupting my flow. Y'all know what I'm saying? I'm not about that life. Then I gotta now take the time, and I gotta block you, and it's gonna be on my spirit, and I'm gonna feel some type of way about it and everything. So I have these four ladies, Emily, Miss 2AM, Bella, and Willow. The four of them as my administrators on my platform. So whenever something crazy pops up, whether I'm busy with a virtual lip sync show, or whether I am busy just speaking, or whatever, doing a normal live video, they always online, because we and Miss Breezy as well, and they would kick those people out of the lives, and I'm so appreciative of that. And I think if all social medias had that, where you could set other people, set your close friends as your administrators on your platforms, then, I mean, even if a comment comes through in the evening time when you're sleeping and one of your administrators see, oh, somebody said this nasty thing on Effie's profile, let me delete this off, so that when Effie wakes up, then she don't, that's not the first thing that she sees. Y'all know what I'm saying, babies. So for that, I am very, I'm happy that this social media platform is moving in the right direction, and helping us help each other to put a block on these social media trolls. And it comes to like the bad and the ugly. It's definitely the same. It's the same type of thing on social media. So I'm not even going to elaborate on the ugly, because the ugly and the bad is the same thing. I wouldn't. Who would say ugly is anything different than bad? You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, you get the crazy. You get the crazy on social media. Babies, now, on this social media platform, we have a target every month of amount of beans that we need to get. And then if you make your target at the end of the month, those beans are transferable into the currency that you are using, whether you're in America, you're using dollars. If you're in South Africa, you're using rands of euros or pounds or whatever the case may be. This is what this app does. So it is actually, because I've been on this app for this past 3 weeks, I have been less on other apps like Facebook, Instagram, and things like that. I still make my presence known. Best believe I still make my presence known. And y'all will know who listen to this podcast, who get a daily tag in a TikTok video, whatever. Y'all will know. And yes, I'm giving all of y'all a shout out too. Hold on, let me have a sip of this drink. Yes. Because my throat was getting a little bit dry. Anywho, so what was I saying? I can't even. Oh yeah, the crazy. So like on this platform, especially, like, let me just talk about going live in general, right? Whether it's on this platform, Instagram, or Facebook, because yeah, just those three platforms I have gone live on since, you know, social media has, you know, popped up out there. And you would see comments in the section, and people would be, you know, they would be complimenting you, or they would, like on this app, like literally, oh my God, was it over the weekend? No, it was on Friday. We was doing a multi-guest live, me and the Pussycat Dolls, right? And Not the actual Pussycat Dolls, we call ourselves the Pussycat Dolls, just a reminder. And this man, I don't want to say his name, but this man from Brazil, right? He came on there, and now y'all need to know, it's six of us girls on this multi-lab talking to each other. The title of the lab was literally Girl Talk. And he pops on and he starts gifting me with all these different beans. Now, let me tell y'all about the beans. It's not just beans. Every bean is different on the app. The app is very anime-ish. You know what I'm saying? It's very childlike. Like there's a dino that the people need to feed. Everybody's got a little dino that your followers can feed when you're going live, and you can feed your dino too, and your dino is able to put on different outfits and things like that. People can, when they bean you, there's like different beans, like there's a mace. So one thing is called the mace, there's a wishing bottle, there's the Athena, the train, the silver tree, the shield, the super dragon, the rose box. All these types of things, and they look so cute, y'all. Like, they look so cute. But anywho, so we own this guest lab, and this guy pops up, and he's throwing kisses and hearts. He's sending me kisses and heart beans just to me. And Bella says, Effie, why is he just sending you gifts? And he ain't even sending us gifts neither. And then he wrote in the comment section, because he's from Brazil, so he's not fluent in English. But what the app does is, if somebody comments in their native tongue, the app will translate it into English for you, right? So he wrote at the bottom, he said, hey y'all, the reason why I am gifting Effie is because I'm a dentist, right? I'm a dentist, and I feel like she has such a beautiful smile. And y'all, babies, when I tell you, I immediately started blushing. I didn't know how to react. I was just smiling from ear to ear. I was like, dang, this puppy from Brazil, he loves my smile. I was like, thank you, mama, for having me put in that braces for 2.5 years. Because clearly, it's attracting dentists my way. It's just a pity that he lives over the waters. But other than that, and babies, when I tell you, I went on to his live because he was live probably like 30 minutes later. I went on to his live because I wanted to make sure, is you really a dentist? Because, you know, people can talk crazy out here in these streets. And went on to his live, and he was still at work. He had on his, you know, that white dentist doctor's jacket, whatever. He was at the office or the dentistry or whatever you call it. And there was legit people having their, you know, cleaning their teeth, extracting their teeth and everything. And I was like, dang, Effie, you really got this dentist out here showing you love all the way from Brazil. Now we know where we're going for our first international trip. But it's not like that, babe. It's not like that. Anywho, so yeah, I just felt it was so crazy, but it was a good type of crazy. Y'all know what I'm saying? Like, who would think, like literally, who would think that your smile would get some love sent your way? Because we are constantly reminded about these trolls, the bad and the ugly, like I was saying. And we're constantly reminded about the bad and the ugly out there. So when you get something good coming through on your social medias, and especially, like I said earlier on, like on Instagram, like from people in countries that you probably won't even be able to visit, or you probably won't even meet them like in face to face. You can meet them like on lives or video calls, but that's about it. You know what I'm saying? So that was just so crazy. But I know he doesn't listen to my podcast, but if somehow he does somehow listen to this podcast, I just want to say thank you to you for showing all the love. Even yesterday I had a PK challenge, and the PK challenge on this app is when you are paired up against somebody else. So say for example, like I was talking about Tajwal early on, it would be me and Tajwal is from the mafia group, right? The mafia agency. and I'm from the Wolfpack agency, and we go up against each other. People come through who follows me, people come through who follows him, gifts both of us, and whoever receives the most gifts at the end of the challenge wins. Yeah, as simple as that. It's not like a big thing, like if you lose, you're gonna forfeit all the gifts that you had got. You still get to keep them, at least, thank God. But yeah, so he came through to my challenge yesterday, and he started throwing through these hearts and these kisses. And then Bella and Miss Breezy and Emily and Miss 2AM and the other girls was like, Effie, your dentist is here. I was like, yes, babies. I didn't even think that he was going to come to and show your girl some love. But yeah, so I don't want to speak too much on the crazy, the bad, or the ugly. I don't think I spoke too much on any of the topics. But yes, babies, we have, not to end it off too abruptly. Let's end it off nicely. Let's not just end. When we are thinking about social media out there, it's good to take a break. It is good to take a break if you feel that it is affecting your mental health or your anxiety or anything, because of all the trolls and all the negativity that comes through. If you receive any negativity on your social media, then I would suggest, like on Instagram, make your profile private, or take a break. Just sign out of your account and take a break and find that healing. Find that healing back into your spirit and come back rejuvenated and fresh. And if it happens again, take a break again. We human. I mean, we try and we put up these brave faces. Like even me, I'm sitting over here. Y'all hear me talking on this podcast and everything so bubbly and all this stuff. But Tashville, you will see. Like if you meet me in person, I'm a shy girl. I'm like so shy. Unless like a bitch had had two shots of tequila or something, then you know if you're gonna wake up. But like in person, I'm very shy. I'm like an introvert. I consider myself to be an introverted extrovert. So I think what that means is, I'm not going to say what it means, but I'm introverted and I'm extroverted. Y'all can Google it. Y'all can search it up. So yeah, like I was saying, if you feel like social media, no matter what app it is, whether it could even be a relationship app, you're trying to find love and people is tearing you down because you're simply not their type or whatever the case may be, take that break. Take that mental break. Detox. If you must do that mental detox, that brain detox, so that you can get back to the person that you are and the person that you are destined to be. Because like this brain detox that I'm listening to again for the second time. Today's actually day 8. And Dr. Caroline Leaf said on one of the episodes, and y'all can find her podcast on Spotify and all the other platforms as well. It's called Cleaning Up the Mental Mess. I would suggest if you have any concerns on mental health, go and tune into Dr. Caroline Leaf. It's really educational, and she gives you a lot of tips on how you can deal with mental health related issues. And anywho, to get back to what I was saying, she was speaking about the fact that scientists out there have done research, and you know, we are sitting in gravitational fields, you know, all around the earth. We're sitting in gravitational fields, and those fields are made up of love and another thing. I can't remember what the other thing is, but it's made up of positive vibes. That is why when something negative comes your way, you put more attention to it because it's outside of the norm. That is not what the universe or what God has created us to be. So it's abnormal, and that is why those bad, the ugly, sticks in our mind, because it's not normal. You know what I'm saying? being good, sharing love, supporting each other. That is what is considered normal, at least in this scientific research of these people who have won these Nobel Prizes and all these things. I can't go too much into it because I don't know everything, but that was like the gist of what she said. So yeah, that has been today's episode on social media. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the crazy. Or like they say in Spanish, the loca, which is also crazy. Thank y'all, everybody, so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie today. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate all of y'all coming through. Whether you listen to it today, on this day that I'm recording it, or whether you even listen to it like 5 years into the future, it doesn't matter. I see you. I see the numbers going up on my app and everything. And I just want to say thank y'all so much. I'm sending y'all so much love to everybody, that the people that I've mentioned on here, and even the people that I have not mentioned. I'm sending you so much love. And like I said in the week, and I'm sure y'all will notice that I have spoken a little bit on mental health on almost every episode. It's not the main topic, but you know, I like to throw a nugget out there every now and then, because you know, Michelle said something in the week on this brain detox. She said, you know what, if Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child, she said, you know what, y'all know that I'm an advocate for mental health, and if my calling is just to simply help people deal with their mental health, then I will be happy with that. And I would like to second that, like for real. I'm a performer. I got this podcast on here. We're going to get a job soon. We are manifesting it. We're going to get more and more successful. But if the only thing that I am meant to do in this life is help people deal with their mental health, or just simply put a smile on people's face, then I would be happy. I would be happy with that. So yes, babies, thank you all so much for tuning into Tea Time with Effie. Whether you're laying on your bed listening to me in your earphones, you might be in your car, have me on the stereo, you might be in the grocery store doing your weekly or your monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning into Tea Time with Effie. Y'all be blessed.